look up that phrase and find, and just, you know, do one of your like searches and find out how many times that happens in the Psalms. How many times that happens when God is telling us who he is through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. How many times the prophets will be preaching and then say, for the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, right? Even when he revealed himself to Moses, that's what he said. But then he's a just God. He says, but he will. He's a just God. And there's a recompense for sin, and God is fair. Second, we need to understand our shattered dreams. And under this, I kind of have three subsets, and I don't want to develop this too much, but sometimes your dreams are shattered because of you're set up for failure. In other words, dreams are built on expectations. In other words, I expect certain things. If you expect certain things that aren't true, you're destined for disappointment. Okay, here's some expectations. I'll be happy when I meet so-and-so. I'll be happy when I earn X amount of money. I desire all of life to go my way, and when it does, then I'll be happy. Expectation. Life is fair. Good things will happen to good people. If I follow God, I'll be happy and everything will turn out right. Now, you may not actually say those things. I have news for you. None of those things are true. None of those things are true.